Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, it's Jess, CEO and founder of the Fashionpreneur Academy. I know it's been a while since you guys have heard from me and the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I am really excited to be doing a series of just three different podcast episodes highlighting three of my amazing fashionpreneurs. I'm excited about this series because it's going to be a one-time experience. I've had a few podcasts episodes in the past where you guys heard from some of our amazing fashionpreneurial students. You've heard their testimonials. You've heard how they've kind of advanced and progressed in their industries. And I wanted to highlight three fashionpreneurs that I've been working with intimately. And today, I want to start that off with one of my amazing students that is actually a bridal designer. Dana Cartwright Graham. Dana is here today, you guys. And what I'm so excited about for today's podcast entry is not just for you guys to meet Dana, but for you all to meet her brand. Before I get into everything about Dana's brand, I'm going to let Dana tell you who she is. And then I'll kind of piggyback and explain to you guys how me and Dana have connected so intimately and where we are today. So, Dana, tell the fashionpreneurs, tell the students who you are.
Okay. Well, as she said, my name is Dana. I am a wife. I am a mother. I am a designer. I am a CEO. I'm all these things. And on top of that, I'm just me. I'm just, I would like to call myself a bright personality. I would say I have a colorful personality, very bubbly. I've always been this way. And I'm a big fan of colors. So hence the For Colored Brides title.
Yes, yes. So guys, Dana's being humble with y'all right now, but I actually came in contact with Dana earlier this year. Dana had purchased a ticket to the Fashionpreneur experience that we held last July. And Dana also did like a VIP experience where I only allow like a couple students to come into my showroom. And Dana was just like fully invested in everything I offer. And I was like, who is this amazing woman that's like so invested in her career? And I remember talking to my team about it. And one of my team members was like, oh, she's from my same hometown. She's from Arkansas. She's a bridal designer. And they just hit it off. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I love bridal designers, guys. It's so dear to my heart because some of you guys may know, but I started as a custom designer myself. So I used to sew, pattern make, size grade. And my most profitable pieces at that time was bridal. I used to do a lot of wedding gowns. I did a lot of custom prom gowns, special occasion garments. So those seasons, I would always get booked up with those clients. And I remember how important it was and how special it was to be a part of those special moments. So when I met Dana at the Fashionpreneur experience, exactly how she just explained herself. She was bubbly. She was bright. She came in with colorful hair, ready to work. And we spent those 2 days together. Actually, 3 days for us because we did the VIP experience. Mm-hmm. And what was so amazing is that I already knew that Dana had a bridal line, a bridal collection. But what was so powerful to me about it was Dana actually got engaged the weekend of the Fashionpreneur experience. Okay. So we got to tell them a little bit about this story, Dana. So you got engaged at the Fashionpreneur experience, and then me and Dana stayed in touch, and we continued to work together. And I just saw you, Dana, what, last weekend? The weekend before last? The
weekend before.
You came out to LA. We had another intimate experience, and we were kind of working together, preparing and talking about the scaling of For Colored Brides, which is Dana's bridal couture line. And I remember you were rushing out because you were getting married the next day. So you are a For Colored Bride yourself. So guys, For Colored Brides, like Dana said, is her line. It is an amazing bridal brand that is launching really soon. She's already receiving clients before even fully launching, which is so amazing to me. So explain, Dana, what For Colored Brides is. Like, I don't think the fashionpreneurs will fully understand. Like, what is For Colored Brides? What is the brand? Tell them what makes it so, like, niche-based.
Fecola Brides is me. I am a Fecola Bride, like just said. This was really just an idea of mine that started years ago. I kind of, to break it down, I was kind of known for my bright personality, for my bright wardrobe when I was in school. And although I didn't know that I wanted to be a designer then, I kind of knew that I wanted to go on the designer path when I got my first sewing machine, when I started playing with different fabrics. And then I created my first dress, maybe when I was about 19, for this little modeling event. And although it was really an attempt, I didn't fully get it done. It was my first try, but I was excited about it because I had never done anything like that before. So for me, this was like, it felt good. It felt new. It felt like I was very into it. I was very dedicated to it. And that was the first time I had ever really felt like that. And then when you bring all of my stories together, plus my personality, and I don't know, it was just a lot of my childhood that kind of inspired my vision, I guess, and just learning who I was as a person. So all of that into one kind of brought the For Colored Bride thing on. And when I came to the event that year, when I came to the Fashionpreneur event at the beginning of the year for those 3 days, I didn't even know that I wanted to pitch For Colored Brides at the event. When I raised my hand, I came for a totally different brand, a totally different line. But I don't know, I've been going down this journey, and God was just like, it's time for you to stop shrinking yourself. It's time for you to start putting yourself out there and do what you're really passionate about. And I'm like, well, what am I passionate about? But I don't know, something about when I raised my hand at that moment and you gave me the opportunity to speak, it was like, I'm doing a bridal brand, and it's very colorful. And I was like, wait a minute, did I just say that? And I really did. And I was excited that I did, because ever since then, the line has been producing in the way that I wanted it to. And I never thought that it would be where it is now, but it is. And now I'm going to continue to manifest it bigger.
Yes! I'm so excited about it. So, y'all, for Color Brides, like, I mean, you make colorful, you design. I can't even just say you make, you design, you execute colorful bridal gowns. So, like, okay, if you had a dream list of people you could work with, I know we talked about this before, but I want you to kind of share with the fashionpreneurs, like, who is a For Colored Bride? Like, give me three celebrities that you feel like are colored brides.
They don't have to be engaged. Is a For Colored Bride. Okay. Rihanna.
Yes.
Is a For Colored Bride. Niecy Nash is a For Colored Bride. Her and her wife, husband, I don't know what their pronouns are, but they are For Colored Brides to me. And it's just their personalities. It's just who they are. They stand out in the skin that they're in. They don't label themselves in this one box. They're just who they are. And that's For Colored Brides. It's just a woman or a man or whoever wants to wear these dresses. It's just you being you. So
I love that. I love that. Okay, so with bridal, I mean, weddings themselves are so traditional. They're a traditional act, right? Like, having a wedding is such a traditional thing. When we get on social media, we see the brides in the mermaid gowns. We see them walking down the aisle with their fathers. We see the children coming out, the ring bearers, the flower girls. We see the receptions. So you're doing something that's so untraditional in a traditional setting, right? How do you gain inspiration to create something? Like, how do you find the inspiration to create something that's so unparalleled to tradition? Like, how do you even find inspiration to, like, create something so out of the box and place it in a box that's, like, full of tradition since the beginning of time we've been going to weddings?
I look at women like myself, even in the fashion industry, people like Coco Chanel, they have started in such a small way. Like, I feel like even with her story, she didn't specifically know that she was going to go into designing clothing. She started in this little club or whatever, singing with her friend, her sister or something like that, and then blowing up into something bigger. And I feel like I followed a lot of her story, and just knowing that that's something that I would love to do. Like, And just for me, I feel like my inspiration came from watching strong women around me also, and always mm-hmm. feeling like they had to have this certain role or had to be this certain type of way for these certain type of people. And I just was not that. And for a long time, I became afraid of being who I was because I was conditioned to be in that role, or you yeah. know, so I feel like now I am in a space of just being who I am, and that inspires mm-hmm. my brand so much more than anything, because I am inspired by women who are in love with being themselves. So that's where that
I
comes
love
from.
That. I guess that really coincides with my next question, which was basically going to be like, what along this journey you've been a bride, what's molded you? But I feel like it's so funny how you're saying, like, when we first met, like, you got up, you weren't even planning to say that, but when you said it, the crowd went wild. Like, hold up, this is something completely yeah. different. And all that I preach about, all my fashionpreneurs know, I preach about having your niche market, having something that's out of the box, having something that's not coming in oversaturated. Fashion is already oversaturated, right? Mm-hmm. So having something that helps you be only you. Like, we have enough Fashion Novas, we have enough Dior's, we have enough Chanel, we have enough of all those things. So what is it that you're bringing? We have enough Insta boutiques, let's be honest, right? So yeah. like, what is it that you're bringing that separates you? And I think it's all about branding. So I love the three color brides you mentioned. Rihanna is like a fan fave for me. So my real thought process now is like, I feel like you're, like I said, you're doing something so untraditional. Would you consider yourself in the bridal industry, or like a more so formal designer? Like, would you consider it bridal exactly?
Yes and no. I feel okay. like yes, because my niche is the bride. Like, when I started uh-huh. this, I was a bride, so that was something that I wanted for myself. Like, I've always known if I get married, I don't want a white dress. That was just yeah. not me. I did not want the traditional wedding. And then I say no because I'm looking to expand beyond just the bridal realm. I want to be a couture designer. I want to see my designs in Fashion Week or on Met Gala carpets, all of mm-hmm. it. So I don't want to just keep myself in that one box. I want everyone to be able to see the selection.
I love that. I love the word couture. I mean, couture just means that you're creating it by hand. It's handcrafted. Right. Like mm-hmm. couture, there's only a few couture houses. And I think like doing something that's so eclectic, when you mentioned Met Gala, like there's such a huge opportunity for this. And I think the consumer that you're looking to reach, like, what I love about them is they have the money to actually invest. So, like, with that, like, with where the market is right now, right? We're coming out of COVID. Mm-hmm. I mean, businesses are still suffering. A lot of brands didn't make it. I was talking to someone the other day, and they were asking me about working with this sewing factory. And I was like, ooh, that sewing factory actually closed down. They didn't make it. And I'm looking like, it's become so normal, right, to like have to call ahead before pulling up on a business that used to be like that business, because yeah. like COVID has changed it all. It's changed it all. So like, how do you feel like the bridal industry or the wedding industry has changed? Like, are weddings still happening? Are brides still being brides, or are they more so just kind of eloping? Like, what's happening as far as marriages? Because we saw that divorces went up in COVID, right? Mm-hmm. Like, divorces were up. People were stuck in the house, ready to kill each other. But I'm a God-fearing woman. I don't pay attention to statistics when it comes to, like, what's going to happen when God is in it, you know? But nonetheless, according to the world, the statistics are showing that divorces were up 2 years ago. Are people getting married now?
I feel like you said, with the statistics, I feel like also statistics can show that a lot of those people that got divorced mm-hmm. were not happy to begin with. They didn't really know mm-hmm. each other. They probably just got married very quickly. And I feel like this goes to say, even about people now that are saying that they don't want to get married or they don't want to have families and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's just a mind thing. Like, it's so mental. Like, everybody feels like, oh, I don't want to get married because this person's marriage didn't work or this person's marriage didn't work. But I feel like every marriage is different. And I feel like, yes, people are still getting married, but I feel like they're making their own rules now when it comes to marriage. And more women are not just getting into marriages to have this particular role, and more men are not looking to have a particular role. they're getting into it knowing who they are and knowing who mm-hmm. their partner is, and they can bring that together. So I would say that people aren't getting married anymore, but there are a lot of people that don't want to. But I'm looking for the people that want to and that want to
get
married.
Yes.
And that wants to just grow and know that for Colored Brides will be there for generations to come when you want to renew your vows and all of it. So yeah, I feel like not everybody's getting a divorce. Although it's happening a lot, we're going to mm-hmm. look at the positive side of it and worry about the ones that are.
Because, I mean, someone's getting married every day as well. And I feel like, I just think it's culture, right? Like, we go on Shade Room and we see the post with the red zigzag showing the separation between a couple all day, every day. Yeah. And we see couples where we're like, oh my goodness. Like, I remember one day, like a month ago, it was like all these couples in one day, like mm-hmm. divorce, divorce, divorce. And I'm like, I just feel like it's nothing but the devil. And I do believe that.
I'm looking down the Shade Room.
Yeah. And I do believe that sometimes, you know, I believe a lot of the times, like, marriage is a biblical act. Like, it's something that God put together. And I don't want to get too religious, but I feel like sometimes the devil just comes in and attacks, and people let the devil win because it's hard being in partnership. Like, even mm-hmm. just in partnership is hard. I've never been married. I'm not married yet. But I believe in marriage. I desire marriage. And I think about, like, when that happens, what do you want to wear? I don't want to wear a white dress. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to wear a color that's close to white. Like, you'll feel like it's similar to white, but I don't feel like, number one, I don't feel like I look good in white. Like, I don't feel like I look good in all white. That's number one. And I know what people say, like, the meaning of the white is, it's purity and all that, but, like, I just feel like I don't want to wear that. I want to wear something that's a little different. And I was talking to one of my girlfriends that came to visit the other day, and she was talking about her wedding gown that she wants to wear. And we both just were talking about, like, the colorways we want to wear. And none mm-hmm. of it was white. So I feel like what I love about For Colored Brides as well, that people may not know, like, if, for example, what color was your wedding dress when you got married? Last, what, 2 weeks
when ago? I got married, my wedding dress was rose pink.
Love it. Okay. So for me, I feel like what I love about your brand is that if I am a super eclectic girl, I can come in and get a hot pink wedding gown. Mm-hmm. But if I'm that soft feminine woman, I can come in and get a soft peach that's almost white. I can come mm-hmm. in and get the soft pink that's almost white. I can come in and get like a powder light blue that feels like a cloud. Like, I love how close you can get to that color. So I want people mm-hmm. to know, like, what I love about Colored Brides as well is, like, it doesn't have to be like a black dress or mm-hmm. a bright red dress. Like, it can literally be something very blush tone, very any close, color, very stone, any color. And I think that's what makes it so dope. So, like, what is your vision for Colored Brides? Like, you're a new designer, you're growing in it, you're scaling this company, you're in sample producing, you're creating your actual line right now as far as your lookbooks. We're going to be pitching this brand. Like, where do you see this brand in 1 year? I want to know exactly where you see it a year from now.
A year from now, I see this brand not just being inside of those particular boxes, but also growing into something so much more. I want it to be a safe place for women or whoever to come in, even when they're picking out their bridal gowns. I want them to feel like themselves when they put a bridal gown on. And I want it to be so much so that they go and tell the next bride about it and the next bride or whoever. And they just want to come in. They're like, oh, For Colored Brides is the go-to place, because whenever I go in there, I don't feel judged. I don't feel like I can't be myself. I just feel like I can grow with them. And that's what I see for Colored Brides. I see this growing mm-hmm. into a magazine one day. I see this becoming a podcast. I see this just becoming a whole movement for anyone that just wants to be them. And when finances come, that's a bonus too. I definitely just see this growing as a movement all around and just being one of the biggest brands in the next coming years.
I do too, Dana. I'm not even saying that, like, I don't say that to a lot of people. I talk to a lot of fashionpreneurs and tell me, you know, I want to start a boutique. I want to be a designer. And, you know, the passion isn't behind it. And then I talk to many do have the passion. I have a student by the name of Deandra Harvin that, I mean, she had the passion. Her first 3 days of launching, she made over 12K. Her brand was in Nordstrom's. Like, she didn't even know how to design. This was a year ago, and now, a year later, this is where she is. I have students like that. I have students that came to my fashionpreneur experiences only, like you, Jay Renee, and launched and within 9 months saw over $1 million in revenue. Like, I have those students that just have it. But I think people don't realize what it means to be like that one in 1 million, like that one percenter. And I feel like for Color Bras is truly that one percenter, honestly, because I feel like you said, it's so much bigger than just like a bridal gown. I feel like God has placed it on your heart. And I don't think it's coincidental that you got engaged the first weekend I met you, got married the next weekend I saw you.
Definitely one of the coincidences.
I think God is really using you in your journey and your story. And I'm excited to witness it. But I feel like the vision for Color Bras is so big. I see, like you said, the magazine. I love the idea of like a digital magazine, an actual magazine. I love some, you're a wife now, you have children, like the idea of like bridal boot camp, some type of services to help a bride prepare. I think about how some women right now are listening to this and they're single and they want to start brands, and a year from now they're going to be probably married. That's how it works. You can be married next month and be single, I don't know what today, you know? Right. So, you know, I just think about how many types of women are going to come to you with their stories and how you're prepared for all stories. You're just such a calm, soft spirit. Where I feel like you're prepared for all stories. So like, what is the Color Bride experience? If I'm a bride, God willing, let's say I'm coming because I'm getting engaged, girl. Let's say God willing, I'm getting engaged and I come to for Color Brides. First of all, like, what's the experience down to like your location? Because you've told me about the experience. We've talked about it. What is the For Color Bride's experience for that bride that just got engaged? She's so excited. She wants her dream gown made in this blush blue. What's her experience?
Her experience is definitely one of a kind. Basically, what I want to do is be able to bring these brides in. I don't care where you're coming from. I want to be able to make sure that you have that dream experience. I want you to feel like a bride. I want you to feel like this day is yours. So even when coming to pick up your dress, I want to make sure that if you're coming from the airport, you have a way to get to us. You know exactly where we are in Dallas, Texas. I want you to know that when you get here, we're going to have, maybe it's your favorite champagne waiting for you. Maybe it's just you like water. We'll have that available for you. I want you to walk into my showroom and the first thing you do is stop and you're amazed just by the ambiance that's surrounding you. I want my brides to feel like not so much that they're at home, but they're at home. You get what I'm saying? And I want them to feel judgment free. I want them to come and put their dress on no matter what your body type is, no matter what your color is. I want you to know that For Colored Brides is for everyone. So when you walk in, I want you to put this dress on and I want you to feel like it was made specifically for you. If you don't like the dresses from the collection, I have a sketch artist on hand who will be there to help with sketches, and we can design your dream gown, whatever that looks like in your head. We can put it down and we can make it come to life for you. So I just want every bride to feel at ease and not have to stress about anything. I want you to come in and know that I'm partnering with different vendors, different people, makeup artists, whatever it is that you need. I can point you in whatever direction you need to go to make sure that your wedding goes smoothly just for you.
I love that. I love the experience. I love how, you know, people will have the opportunity or the option to come to this in-person experience in Dallas. I love that. Obviously, I know you'll have a collection of gowns, but you're also a designer, and majority of your clients will be getting like a lot of custom gowns made. And I'm familiar with some of your team members that are executing your garments. It's going to be creme de la creme. So what is like your turnaround time? Because I know we talked a couple months ago and you had a couple of brides ready to get some pieces designed, but they had weddings coming quick. So like, what's your turnaround time?
Yeah, right now we're saying I would love for my brides to be able to have the dress of their dreams. So I would ask them to come in no later than 6 months in advance to a year. Because I want you to have that experience, and I want you to not have to stress about if your gown actually fits or if it looks the way that you need it to look. So I would say to at least give us 6 months to a year to prepare the perfect gown. But if you're looking for something quick, we can work it out in however we need to, but we are going to need at least 2 to 3 months in advance.
I got you. Perfect. So 6 months to a year, 2 to 3 months for rush orders. And that depends. You can't take on everybody, which we
can't take everybody.
Yeah. So I understand that. So what is the first step? If I want to be a colored bride, what's the first step to working with you? Do I have to book a call? How do I get in touch with for colored brides? What's the steps to reach Dana?
The steps to reach me are, first of all, I am hiring my virtual assistant right now. So you'll be able to go through my virtual assistant site and be able to book your first consultation to come along and get on this call. It could be virtual, or if you want to come in person, we will have an office set up so that you'll be able to meet with me in person and basically just talk over what it is that the bride is looking for on that day. You can contact me by email or, like I said, through the virtual assistant that I will be having.
Okay, and I'll put your email in the description for everybody that wants to connect with you. And also, guys, it's beyond bridal. If you're a fashion designer, emerging or aspiring, a fashion brand owner, if you're in fashion, your network is your net worth. And I think it's so important that we have community. And I was in Dallas a few weeks ago for a community. I was there for a retreat that my business coach hosts. And she did this retreat. We were kind of like locked in a house for like 3 days. It was just like six of us, but the community, it was a faith-based group of us. And it was like, I don't know. Sometimes I have a lot of faith. Like it's a lot. Like I can sprinkle it out. I have so much. Like you can tell me you have nothing to your name, and I'm gonna tell you, you got riches and glory. Like that's how I am. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I can get to a place where it's like, oh, where's my other saints and sisters that feel this way, right? So it felt so good to be in a room where people got that and they were hearing and prophesying and hearing some of the same words. And it was like you're like amongst your people. And I feel that same type of connection when I'm amongst my fashionpreneurs, like when I'm amongst other designers, other creators, sketch artists. It's like, oh, I'm at home. Like you get me in a way that not everybody gets me. And I think that's so rare. So like, if you are in Dallas, y'all, if you're in Texas and you're hearing this, like connect with Dana, like y'all need to be linking up to create ideas. Y'all need to be linking up. If you are a designer, y'all need to be linking up to talk about collaboration. I've done collaborations multiple times. We're doing another one next year. Like y'all got to be connecting. So just
and
know
I'm
like
looking for an assistant right now. If you're in the Dallas.
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm definitely looking for someone purpose driven. You have to be purpose driven. I need your purpose to be aligned with mine. If you're not looking to work, if you're not looking to serve, I don't need you. I need someone that's ready to work.
I love that. Yes, I remember we were talking about that. So you're going to be hiring even more than one person soon. So y'all just connect. Just hit Dana up. I'm going to leave her Instagram, her email, so you guys can connect with her. But Dana, like, what do you feel like is the biggest, what's the best piece of advice you can give to a fashionpreneur that's like been listening to this podcast for years? They haven't started their brand yet. They just kind of been just being a little bit pessimistic towards themselves. They haven't been confident. They've been procrastinating, or they had started and they hit a hump. You know, COVID caused some issues. They had to go back to work, life transitions. They had some grief in life and they just like didn't get back on their horse. Because I feel like for you, you're such a resilient designer. Like nothing stops you, nothing. I remember when we had talked and I was like, is it a good time for us to start working together, Dana? I don't know if we should start right now. I know you're kind of busy. I know you're working on your samples. She's like, no, I'm ready. And boy, have you been ready. And you are, I feel like you're such a great CEO because of that. Like, it's not, I want everybody here to understand before I even ask you that question. Like, when I tell y'all being successful has nothing to do sometimes with your level of creativity. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with your resilience and your trust in the process. And then the creativity will come, or even you hire team members. There are CEOs, y'all, that don't know how to, that are CEOs of design labels that don't know how to sew, sketch, any of that. Like majority of them don't. Their skill is being a leader. It's a skill. And Dana has that skill. So, like, what advice do you give to that fashionpreneur that feels like, I'm sinking, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this, I give up, I don't want to do this no more, it's too hard? What do you tell somebody like that?
I am you, you are me. I feel like I haven't always been this resilient. I haven't always been this humble. I feel like you said, I'm at a space now where I'm not allowing anything to stop me because I've been that procrastinator. My biggest advice would be do it. Like, don't allow fear to hold you back. Don't allow anyone's opinions of what you're doing to hold you back. Like, quiet out all the noise and just go for it, because that's the only way that you're going to succeed. And like you said, God has been first in all of my plans. So for me, it took me actually listening to what he told me to do when I came to your event to actually know that this is what I wanted to move forward with. Because like I said, I came to you ready to pitch a different idea, and he was like, no, that's too small for you. I have something so much greater for you. So my thing would be to just go for it. Don't hold yourself back. Don't shrink yourself. Do whatever it is you need to do. I don't care how much money you say you got in the bank. Don't worry about your finances. If you know that God has an abundance for us, then you know that everything will work out just the way you need it to. Allow him to align things the way that he needs them in your life, and not the way that you feel like you need them in your life. Just go for it.
That is good. That is good. That is good. Thank you, Dana. Okay, I mean, I know I asked you a lot of questions that weren't on the list, but I felt like the conversation was just vibing, and I got all my questions answered just from conversation. So, like, is there anything else that we should know about for Colorbrize that's coming? Anything we should be paying attention to before the end of the year or early next year? Anything we should be paying attention to?
For Colorbrize, Instagram will definitely be up and popping really soon. I want y'all to start following that page, because you're going to start seeing the process of what it has taken me to get here and what I am doing up until my collection launches. I want you to be able to see the full development of For Colorbrize behind the scenes. I don't want to leave anyone out. I want you all to know that everything that I am saying to you today is not just me rehearsing this. This is nothing that was just written down and filled out to you. This is from my heart, and this is something that I'm very passionate about. And I want everyone that follows along to go on this journey with me. So you can definitely look forward to our Instagram. You can definitely look forward to our website that will be launching soon. And also my Instagram is For Colored Brides, at For Colored Brides _. You can look forward to the website that'll be coming soon. I have a lot coming. I have events that I am envisioning right now. They're in the working phase. It's the process of just being developed. I am looking into event spaces so that we can start having events for some of these brides that really want to see what's going on and that are really ready to start developing their bridal gown. I'm here to help. So just look forward to all of that. Yes.
I love it. I love it. And also, you don't just have bridal gown designs. You also are developing bridesmaids, jumpsuits, mother of the bride.
So when y'all see these jumpsuits, I was excited about these jumpsuits. Oh my gosh, they're going to be so amazing. Y'all are going to love them. Yes, I have ready to wear. Yes. It's just all the colors. I am in love with the colors, and I am a green person. Listen, my engagement ring, my wedding ring was green. I have on green today. See, my house is green. I love green. So you'll probably see me in a lot of green coming soon, too.
I love that. I love that. Well, Dana, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It's been such a pleasure. You have given some great gems to the community. I'm excited for them to connect with you again. Y'all, if you're in Dallas, hit Dana up. I'm going to put all of her information in the description. Pay attention to For Colorbrize, because I'm excited for y'all to see the overflow. Dana's been working. She's in product development. She's made samples. She's revising samples. She's working on her portfolio that'll be on the website soon. She'll have her lookbook up. Like, this is not just some brand you could just throw out there. This isn't a boutique where she can just go buy a wholesale downtown. She's designing and executing every gown, formal fitted gowns, y'all. So I'm just so excited for how far you've come in so little time. We just started working together literally basically August 1st because the experience was literally like the last day of July, you know, last couple of days. So we really started working like August 1st, and to see where you are on now November 1st, it's out of this world. So
it's a blessing.
Kudos to you for your resilience, your commitment to this process, your investments into this process. It's all in an overflow season. So I'm excited for you, Dana. So I will be sharing this soon with our community. Y'all, if you have any questions, hit us up. And thank y'all for listening to the Fashionpreneur Diaries.
Bye.